Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Shabbat! That's what we do! Hallelujah. See, now how do you feel about that? Now see, that is a public, and I'm able to look at you and I say, I saw a Carolyn Shabbat. I saw Caroline Yadayan. I saw Mark over there throwing up a Todah. Yeah. Right? These are things that you do outwardly. But when we talk about gratitude, when we talk about what happens on the inside, because you know, they be giving out, sometimes my street come out, they be. Y'all got to forgive me. Sometimes it come out. You know, I try to keep it down, but sometimes it just come out. They give out Academy Awards every year for some of the best acting performances that we've seen in movies or whatever. But I dare say that there are some real good actors, even off up in here, that will never get an Academy Award, but they should. Because they will come with some toda and all that, and they put that on, but what's really going on the inside? They come, oh, praise Yahweh! Sometimes they're the loudest. But what's really going on? So you can, you can give the outward expression. But the outward expression should come from a place of an inward heart. This is an outward expression, outward demonstration. But what is your posture of your heart? What's happening on the inside? Right? And so that's what the gratitude was all about. And so when we looked at that, we found out that the Hebrew word for gratitude, or let's go with the English term. The English term is the quality of being thankful and the readiness to show appreciation for and to return it. So the worldly way of gratitude is, if I do something for you, then you'll give me a thanks and recurse. It's an exchange, right? I do something for you, or I render something to you, And you render something back. So if I don't render anything to you, then I won't get a thank you, right? It'll just be what? Nothing. I have to do something. And unfortunately, that attitude goes into the church. Meaning, God, Yahweh has to do something for me, for me to give up. A response. My prayer needs to be answered. I need to have the Mercedes sitting in the driveway, and then I will thank you. Right? It's conditional. If the conditions are right, then we're thankful. But if the conditions are not right, then we don't express. So thank Yahweh for the Hebrew, because this is not enough. And so when we go to the Hebrew, the term for gratitude is akarat atov. Say it, akarat. And the beauty of Agadah Katov is what? It means literally recognizing the good. See, if you're truly grateful, you're going to just recognize the good. You're just going to recognize that he is good. He's already, if he don't do nothing else for you anymore, he's still what? Good. So I don't have to receive anything from him, because he already did it. He's already given me grace. He's already given me mercy. He's already given me love. I don't deserve it. He's extended it, but I should be thankful anyway. And you need to recognize the good, but it had not been for the mercy and the grace of Yahweh on your life, where would you be? So by just recognizing the good of what he's done in your life, is anybody Agadah Katov right now? I don't have to do nothing else. He gives it to me. And so listen, let's go to Colossians. We are so used, and it's a problem, we're so used to only responding when something is in our favor. Right? Well, you lost a job, maybe. But you still have a place to live. Right? Maybe your car is a 1998. How many years is that? It's almost 20 years old. And maybe it's not maybe the top is peeling. Maybe that you have different wheels on each tire. It happens. Amen, don't it? Right? Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But praise Yahweh. See, if you're Agadah Katov, you're praising for the times that, and whether it starts or not, I'm thankful. Because some folks don't even have a car, but praise Yahweh, I got something. He gave it. I got something to ride in. Just thankful. Just showing the gratitude. And it means practicing. The gratitude means recognizing the good that is already yours. There's some stuff that he blessed you with 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and you are still reaping the benefits of what he's done for you. Anybody like that up in here? Right? It's already yours. And so when we look at Colossians, the third chapter, hallelujah. And we're going to look at the 14th verse. So this is a Hebrew perspective. And it says, 14th verse says, you got to say, I got it. And above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of peace or perfectness. And then the 15th verse says, and let the shalom of Yahweh rule in your hearts. Now, what is the hearts? Well, the Greek word cardia is your mind, your attitude. But what gets me in this verse is it says, and let the peace or that shalom of Yahweh rule in your hearts, your mind, and your attitude, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. You got to not just do it, you have to be it. You have to be thankful. But you guys have to let it make up your mind that you're going to be thankful. It says, let the peace. What does that mean? The peace is there trying to penetrate you. The shalom is there. And you're like, where is the shalom? Where is it? But it's right there. You already got it, but you're not letting it or allowing it to come in. So it says, you got to let it. Say, tell your neighbor, you got to let it. You got to let it come in, and you got to let it rule in your mind and your attitude, right? Because if you are letting that happen, then you're going to be thankful. But you have to do it. And this is the crazy thing, is that you guys make up your mind about everything else. When there's something you want to do, you do it. You can't, I can't stop you. People will come in when a counseling session, but you done already made up in your mind what you're going to do anyway. I want to say, well, this is the way it should go. And your mind is what? And so I'm like, if you already made a decision, what you coming here for? You wasting my time. You done already decided what you going to do. And that's the thing that trips me about believers. You make up your mind about everything else. But when it comes to the things of Yahweh, you waiting for some kind of feeling to drop in, or you trying to wait for something to stir you. No. Be thankful. Be grateful. Be in the shalom. Because it's already existing. You just got to what? Be it. Let it in, right? And so if we go to Yehoshua, and one of the things, Joshua, and one of the things that trips me out is like, when you decide that, you know, you need to go on a diet, right? And you made up in your mind, right? I'm not going to eat. Well, you got to what? You got to make up your mind. Because if you don't make up your mind that you're not going to eat, you ain't going to eat. Because your body's going to say something different. Your body's going, I got to have it. Right? But you got to make up your mind. Tell your neighbor, make up your mind. Make up your mind that you want this. Make up your mind that you're going to do this. Because when we make up our minds about something, we are unstoppable. I seen y'all with made up minds. You know, you stubborn, you resolute. Right? You know, I'm not going to do that. No, we're not going to do this. Make up your mind about the things of Yahweh. And how do I know that this is possible? Well, let's go to Yehoshua or Joshua and what he said in the 24th chapter. So go to the 24th chapter of Joshua and the 15th verse. If you got it, say, I got it. And it says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day. Tell your neighbor, make a decision. You got to make a decision for these things right now. You got to make a decision what your mind and your attitude is going to be. Right now, today. Apostle keep on saying today. And if it seems evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose. Who you going to serve? What are you going to be? What are you going to do? And it says, whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, what you want to do, what you want, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. This dude right here sounds like he done made up his mind. What we gonna do, I like when I hear that. No, what we gonna do. Listen, you can't come up in my house with a bunch of junk. If you gonna stay up in my house, you gotta listen to my rules. Why? Because it's what? My house. You can't come up in my house doing what you wanna do. Right? You don't work. Has anybody had somebody come up in your house? they tried it. Right? But it's for me and my house. We're going to do something. My daughter's not old enough to even think about trying to say no. But when we was in the apostle's house, we was going to church. And even today, God forbid, at 40-something years old, if I decide that I want to go back up in his house, guess what? I still got to go to church. See, people get it twisted. They go back home and they think that, no. This is a house of Yahweh. This is the house that Yahweh gave us. This is the house that he built. This is what he gave. And if you come off up in this house, you're going to serve him like we serve him. Because this house is for and dedicated to those that live for him. You got to make a what? Decision. So even when it comes to the things of Yahweh, being grateful, being thankful, you got to make a decision. If we will serve the Yahweh, we will do the things. And if he's telling me to be thankful, I'm going to what? I'm going to be thankful. No matter what's going on in my life, I am thankful to the great I am for what he has manifested to me already. Thankful. So it tells me something. It tells me that we can make up our minds. Tell your neighbor, you can make up your mind. It just depends on what you're going to make up your mind to do. It comes with everything else. You need to save money. You got to make up your mind to save. Because that money will be flying out all different kind of ways. And you got to be like, no, we will not buy that right now. No, we will not get the 2-ply, we will get the 1-ply. You gotta make what? You gotta make up your mind. So when it comes to things, no, mind, you will not be ungrateful. Mind, you will have to line up to the word. I will have an attitude of being grateful, and I will have an attitude of being thankful, and I will have an attitude of praise. No matter what is happening in my life, you better line up, mind. Because your mind is going to try to go somewhere. It's going to try to go left. You need to bring it back right. But you got to make it up. And so when we go here, let's go to, I love this. Let's go to 2 Timothy. And we're going to go to the 3rd chapter. And not being that way. This world is messing with your mind. This world is messing with your attitude. This world is messing how you look upon things. It's messing right now. I mean, some of y'all, we're only here for a couple hours. But some of y'all can't make it through. You sleep? Passed out? As for me and my house, we will stay awake. We will receive this word. You got to make up your mind. I mean, many times I've been like, but you got to force yourself. Why? Because you got the very creative Holy Ghost power living inside. So it says, right, the world though tries to mess with that. So 2 Timothy 3 chapter says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Corrupt, perilous, corrupt, all kinds of mess going on. Tell your neighbor that's today. So there's some stuff that happens in perilous times. And then we go to the next verse and we find out, what is that? For men shall be. Okay, hold up for a second. I'm about to tell you what the recipe is for perilous times. Okay? And this is in the Word. And if we look at what is really happening, see, if you don't know what some of these words mean, I'm about to help you. So when we say lover of your own selves, there's a word that comes to mind, selfie? You know, I'm all for a nice pic if you want to take a picture of yourself. But 3 and 4 times a day, I do not need to see you. For those who don't know, selfies is when you... Come on. Ain't nobody else in the picture but you. And they have designed these to the camera turns around and points to you. So like this would be me taking a picture of you, right? Oh, but there's a button now. that I can hold it like this and boom, it's on me. Wait, hold up. See, wouldn't even let me do it. But then when I'm looking at that, I'm looking at myself. And so when you are here, you're like trying to get the best. That's a lover of yourself. Look at, and then this social media, you don't post that up. And you like, everybody, look at me. Now see, I'll post a picture, but this is what I won't do. I don't do selfies. Anytime you see that kind of posture, it's me and my daughter or me and my wife or somebody that I'm, it's called a ussy. That means I'm including other people in there. It's not just about me, right? It's about us. So I don't mind ussies. And I don't mind a selfie. Given the right conditions. But there are some folks, you go on their thread and it's selfies, selfies. I mean, is anybody else around you during the course of the day? Is there anything? But the word told us, lovers of their own self. It's about you. Covetous. That means consumed by money and material things. And if you got something, then I want that. Oh yeah. Y'all will bless somebody. Oh, no, I want that. And some people will get the same exact thing that you got. God will bless you with something, but God, give me one. I'm going to get one better. Covetous. I'm going to one-up you. That's like this dude, he got a Camaro SS. If I was covetous, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to get a ZL1. I'm going to get that next thing. Does anybody know what that's happening? Is that happening today? Boasters. We used to call it braggadocious. I got this. I did this. Look at what I'm doing. Look at this. Anybody know anybody like that? Proud. You can't tell them nothing. It's all about their what they think and what they and you. They're exalting themselves. Proud. There is a Filipino term for proud. And it's a word that they use in the Filipino language, and it means lifting up your own chair. Because she would say it, and she was like, yeah, there, and she would say the word. I said, what does that mean? It means when you lift up your own chair. Somebody's not supposed to, you're not supposed to lift up your own chair. Other people are supposed to lift your chair. So the word means a person is trying to lift their own chair up. They're proud, lifting themselves up. Blasphemers. What does that mean? You're callous against Yahweh. And you're callous against the things of Yahweh, the people of Yahweh. When you hear people, them church people, that's why I don't go to that old church, because they're those people. And I don't need to come now, I don't need to serve him. You blaspheming. Callous. You just got evil things to say. This is some bad stuff. Disobedient. You're just going to do what you want to do. Disobedient to parents. Well, it's not just those who got kids. Disobedience is, you can be 30, 40, 50 years old and still be disobedient. Who's your father? Okay. And you doing everything that he tell you to do? Yahweh, I got some of your children here. You got some bad children, Yahweh. They're disobedient to you. I see them. So we got lovers of your own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. disobedient to parents and So right there in the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and let's say in the top 10, being unthankful is right up there with lovers of yourself, boasters, covetous. Is this good stuff, y'all? Is this good stuff? Why y'all getting quiet? I'm asking you a question. Is this good stuff? No, I don't mean the good stuff, the word. I mean, is being covetous and boaster and proud, is that good stuff?
No.
If I was telling you, is this good stuff, I'd be lifting up my own chair, and I'm not doing that. I'm asking you, along with blasphemers and all that stuff, are those good things to be?
No.
So my goodness, unthankful is right there. What? And what's next to unthankful? Oh my God, unholy? So not being thankful is right there with being unholy. Which tells the church something. You must be thankful. To be holy, you gotta be thankful. No thankful, no holy. Wow. And it's crazy because the next thing was just the third one. It's a whole nother message, but I'm just going to touch on it. I'm not going to go into it too much. But then being unthankful is right there without natural affection. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent. I like to describe this. Incontinent means you don't have no self-control. Somebody said, oh, well, hold up. Did you know that incontinence is a terminology that they use in medicine that means that you go to the bathroom on yourself? You can't hold it in. You got to wear a diaper because you're incontinent. You have no control. But the craziness is that sometimes our lives, sadly, as believers, are incontinent. We got all kinds of stuff running out. We're doing all kinds of mess. Some of us are a hot mess. Because we don't have no what? Self-control. So are you telling me being thankful is right there with incontinence? Yes. What's the next one? Fears. We're not talking about Tyra Banks' fears. Oh, girl, you fierce. No, we didn't talk about that. That means you're looking good. No. Means you savage. You will tear somebody up. You are ready to pull out your gat, shoot you down. You ready to pull out your switchblade and your knife, cut you to pieces. Oh, and one of the worst things is you'll pull out that tongue and you'll say some stuff. You will cut somebody down. Basically, it's a spiritual drive-by. Killing folk with your what? People are savage nowadays. You know, I was looking at the video because there is no way on earth that I'm going out for no Black Friday. I mean, I have a different definition of Black Friday. I mean, you know, when I go out on Friday, anytime I go out, it's Black Friday. But that Black Friday that they talking about, I saw a video, they were running over people fighting for this, like, stuff. And then the lady brought her kid. Her daughter had a gift. And then this lady comes, runs up, and snatches the gift out of the baby's hand. Out of control. And when I found out, I had to investigate. I was like, man, what are they buying? What is creating such a frenzy in the video? Come to find out, it was a vegetable steamer. You acting a fool and running up in the Walmart and Target fighting for a vegetable stick? When you can just put it in a pot. Sit some knives and forks on top of it to lift it up a little bit. Voila! You got an instant steamer. Remember, you got that idea right here. Savage! Fierce! Despisers of those that are good. See, this is a whole other message, but I'm not doing it to go into all these things. What I'm trying to show you is that not being grateful or thankful is right here with that. Even when you forget what Yahweh's done for you, it's right here with that. You should never, ever forget what Yahweh has done. Even as I sit here, even as you sit here, and you heard the words that are going out right now, you should be great. You know what you know. And there's some stuff that you wouldn't even get up and dare testify about, but you know within yourself what Yahweh did for you. You know it. You some stuff you won't maybe admit it, but you know. You know that deliverance that he did. You know that work that he did in you. You know what he took out of you. Come on now. You know it. Nobody should ever try to, what did he do for you? I should be able to put every one of you guys on the spot. Throw a microphone in your face and you should instantly have a testimony. Anybody got an instant testimony? Instant. Because some people are, come on. So that's why I love the Hebrew perspective. Because if we go here, they have what is called the Mode Ani. The beauty about the Mode Ani, they have a prayer, the Hebrews have a prayer. Every morning when they wake up. See, sleep is always thought about as death in the Hebrew. Anytime you in the word, you read about sleep, meaning death, right? Because there's some stuff that can happen to y'all when y'all sleep. And so people looking at this like, oh my God, what is that? Well, it's the prayer that they pray every morning. They get up with the attitude of gratitude. And so when we look at the Mode Ani, it means this: I offer thanks to you, living and eternal King, for you have mercifully restored my soul within me. Your faithfulness is great. And they end it with the Amen. That means it is established. It is stable. It is true. Every morning. And what I love about that is that it's a constant. It is something that we do all the time. Some of y'all just wake up. you got your attitude on. You go straight into your day. And then you wonder why your day is so jacked up. I'm not necessarily saying that you have to say this exact prayer, but I'm giving you an example of how the Hebrews look at it. They're like, listen, every morning, I could have not woke up, but guess what? I got statistics to prove it. And what are those statistics? One out of every eight people die in their sleep. One out of eight people did not wake up. Last year, 89,000 people a day died in their sleep. Not 89,000 people for the whole year, 89,000 people a day die in their sleep. They don't wake up. one out of eight people don't wake up. I know it's true. When I was working at Mattel, there was a guy who we were working with, and he was there that evening, and we were all working on the project or whatever, and he was getting ready to leave. He said he didn't feel well. And so that next morning, we came back to work, and they said that he died in his sleep. He did not have to wake you up this morning. But by the grace and the mercy and the love of Yahweh, you're yet breathing. You're yet breathing. So what am I doing? I don't need an exchange. I'm just grateful that I have another day to praise you. I'm just grateful that I can throw up a prayer right now. And I'm not even asking for anything. I'm just saying, I thank you for putting my soul back in my body today. You restored me. And your faithfulness is great. I don't deserve all this. What did you do that you deserve to wake up this morning? So what you gonna do when you have another day with breath in your body? You have another day to get up and walk and praise him. You got another day to lift your hand. Hallelujah. And so when we go to 1 Thessalonians, we could take that. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Hallelujah. 18th verse. In everything. What is left out of everything? Now, notice what it does not say. It does not say for everything. Thank you for this sickness. Thank you for this sore throat. Heavens no. But if you got the sore throat, thank you for the healing that is available to me by your word that says, in your stripes, I am healed. So thank you that even though in this sore throat, I have the ability to be healed. Thank you for being broke. No. We don't thank you. No. But if you are in a little brokenness, thank you, Yahweh, for the ability to increase. Thank you for the ability to provide for me. Thank you, Father Yahweh, that I still have another day to experience your breakthroughs. Anybody need a breakthrough? He's giving you another day for a breakthrough. So in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of Yahweh. The will. Do it because this is what he wants you to do. This is what he needs you to do right now. Concerning you, he needs you to give thanks. And even if you haven't done, he hasn't done anything for you that you think. I didn't get that car. I didn't get that job. Shut up and praise him. So let me show you one more thing. Jews are known in Hebrew as Yehudi. Got it? Okay, so let's break this down. Yehudi are the name of what Jews are called. Yehuda means to give thanks, praise. So if Yehudins come from Yehuda, that means the next thing is Yehudins are those who give thanks. They were named that. They were his children and are his children. And you, if you didn't know it or not, you are a Jew that has been grafted in. So because you have been grafted in, you are a Yehudi. So the thing that identifies you as a Yehudi as you practice Yehudah. And that means it's you are Yehudi if you give thanks. Your very name of who you are is what you do. So is there any Yehudis in the house that have been grafted in? That's what, you don't just do it. That is who you are. You are those that bring the thanks. You are those that bring the praise. You are those that practice akarat ato. That means you find the good. You know that he's been good to you. This is not just something that we do occasionally. Every day you are Yehudi. Every day. And you know what? You don't just have to do that prayer one time in the day. Every time you get an opportunity, you need to praise him. See, some of y'all, I praise him in worship service. Yeah, you know, I did that. And the rest of the time, I want to sit in these nice, comfortable seats. If he did something for you, or if he didn't do anything for you that you are aware of, just by the mere fact that you can praise him, is thanks enough. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I praise you. You didn't have to do it, but you did it. Thank you. My gratitude, our gratitude. We cry out, our souls cry out, thank you. Your life is a praise. Your life is a worship. Your life is a thanksgiving. Your life is akarat ato. Your life is Yehudi. That's what you do. That's what you do. That's what we do. We praise. We thank. We show our gratitude. That's what we do. That's what we do. That's who we are. That's who we are. Thank you, Father. Abba, thank you. We give you the praise and the glory for what you have made us. Father Yahweh, we're grateful, Father, for everything that you have manifested unto us, your children. You call us your children. You claim us. You love us. You show us grace. You show us mercy. You show us that kindness and concern. We thank you. We offer up praises to you. We offer up thanksgiving to you. We lift our hands to you. We adore you. We bow down before you. We do all those things, not just because we want to show other people on the outside, but we do it because on the inside, we are truly grateful for what you have done, what you have made, how you have just transformed us. If we have not been thankful, forgive us right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. If we've been unthankful, ungrateful, forgive us in the mighty name of Yeshua. Our desire is to every day walk in thanksgiving, every day walk in praise, every day walk in gratitude, every day let you know that we thank you. And we are careful to give you the honor and the praises. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Bow your head. Bow your head. This is important because there are some people that may not have this relationship. They may not have what we are expressing here today. We did not have to wake up this morning. We did not have to be granted that opportunity, but today we were. So, if you are saying, hey, you know what? There is something more to life. There is something that you all are speaking and exhibiting and showing that I want in my life. Well, that comes from a relationship with the Savior. We know Him. And if you want a relationship with the Savior today, we can pray for you. All you have to do is raise your hand. You say, I want that relationship. I want that assurity. I want that. I want that in my life. I want to know that I know that I know that I'm with Him and He's with me. All you have to do is raise your hand. We'll pray for you for that salvation. You want that. Second thing is maybe you have a relationship or had a relationship and you drifted away. You're not close anymore. He doesn't leave us. We find a way to drift from Him. And you're saying, I want restoration. I know He's calling me back to where I need to be. He's a restorer. That's what He does. If you want restoration, just raise your hand and I'll pray for you for that. Restoration, restoration. Hallelujah. He's a restorer. He changes lives. He's a deliverer. We ask right now, Father, for those who you're ministering to, continue to minister to them. Continue to minister your faithfulness. Continue to minister your love. Continue to minister your grace and mercy, Father, Yahweh. That they'll come to you. Protect them, lead them, guide them. So they make that decision to be with you totally. Give you the glory for that. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Let's give Him the praise, y'all. Yeah. Hallelujah. Anybody thankful? Any Yehudis? Any Yehudis? Hallelujah. Amen. All right, at this time, we want our ushers to come forward just one more time. For those who did not get a chance to participate in the offering, first offering them before. Just raise your hand. Also, if you did not get a chance to participate in the Liberia Fund or the Global Fund, which is what we're doing some awesome things for the kingdom in Liberia, Monrovia, Liberia to be exact. We have 14 churches that we have there. Hallelujah. Yahweh, the word of Yahweh is going forth there. We have a school that we built. Hallelujah. And we will be building a clinic in 2016. We are breaking ground in 2016. Yahweh, it's good. So just raise your hand for that. Also, really quick announcement. We will not have the service tonight. There is not the family service. There was only like 3 people that signed up. So we will not be doing that. We will defer it because I want a whole group of people to come out here and support each other. So we will not be having that service today. So I will say, enjoy your families. Be thankful for your families. Be thankful. Yeah. So from what I understand, there are no meetings either, right? There is? Okay. So, microphone real quick.
How you doing? All the TYC leaders, me. meet me in the back real quick after service, after I'm closing. So just meet me in the back real quick, and this is gonna talk about something real quick. Amen. If we're gonna, all those that have envelope, raise your hand for envelope. Father God, we come to you right now in the blessed name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We ask that you would bless this offering and return it 100-fold in the mighty name of Yeshua.